America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
We come to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. I hope that you'll be faithful now to your Bible preaching church on Sunday. If we can recommend you to a church, please let us know that. Our Heavenly Father, I love you on this Friday. I pray you'll help us and help this program. Use it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm studying on the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, why it got kicked out of school. Madeline Mary O'Hara didn't do it, and the Supreme Court didn't do it, really. It was a spiritual reason. The devil wanted it out of school. I pick up with this prayer today with the deliverance. The devil doesn't want God's people to be delivered. Verse number 13 of Matthew chapter 6 says, And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, the devil doesn't want any kid learning about God's deliverance. So the devil took that prayer out of school. 1963, the Supreme Court said, You can't recite the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer. They said the Lord's Prayer there in the school. Now, why can't you recite it? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Is it any more than just any other poetry? Oh, yes. You see, for this prayer has meaning. There's an attack on prayer. The devil is afraid of prayer. But you see, the devil doesn't want any child to learn deliverance from God. The devil doesn't want anybody to learn that God can keep you from temptation. And the devil doesn't want anybody to pray, lead us not into temptation. The Bible said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The devil don't want you to be delivered from evil. And then let me show you the praise. The devil don't want any kid learning to praise the Lord. The devil don't want any child learning to praise the Lord. He said this, he said, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, let me say this. The devil don't want anybody praising God. The devil don't want any kid learning that God is the supreme power, that God is the power and the kingdom. The devil don't want anybody learning that God's going to rule, finally have the great rule. Amen. The devil don't want anybody learning about God's glory. Oh, no, he don't want anybody. So you see, the reason this prayer was taken out, it's a spiritual reason. The devil does not want the next generation to learn about God. The devil's very happy with our young people playing sports all the time, and that's all they think about. The devil's very happy with them on their phones all the time. The devil's happy with them on social media all the time. The devil's happy with them running around being busy all the time. The devil's happy with them missing church and only coming on Sunday. The devil's happy with them being in entertainment programs instead of preaching programs. The devil is very happy, my friend, when they use other Bibles besides the King James. I mean, the devil's very happy when they do not learn to praise the Lord. But I tell you, the Lord's Prayer will teach holiness. It'll teach position. It'll teach praise. It'll teach all these things that I mentioned to you today. There is a reason the devil, a nation born in prayer. My friend, this nation's been attacked. And in 1962 and 63, when the prayer was taken from our school, it was a win for the devil. Now, how can we conquer that? We can affect the outcome. Read James 5, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You need to start today putting it on your prayer list. You need to get you a prayer list and put America on your prayer list. You need to write your states down in alphabetical order and pray for Alabama every day and Arkansas, Alaska, Arizona, and all of them in order. Write them down in order. I didn't get them in order there, but write them down in order. You need to pray for your president, your vice president. You need to write these down on your prayer list so you'll pray for them. You need to be disciplined in your prayer. We don't need, listen, there's a place for public prayer. But we need private prayer. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast prayed, when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.